Relax and Retire Financial Services is an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Retirement Your Way, brought to you by Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope, with your host, insurance professional Gary Garner.
Morning, everyone.
And Director of Operations, Vicki Miller.
Hello.
I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. What's on the agenda today, guys?
You know, we got through Thanksgiving, and so now everything is rolling up for Christmas. You know, we're going to have Christmas parades. People are going to be worried about getting to Christmas parties, wonder what they're looking like, making sure their behavior is right. And so we want you to enjoy all those things, but we don't want you to forget that your retirement is not just a one-time-a-year event. You know, Christmas comes once a year, and then we've got other holidays, but your retirement is something that you've got to be preparing for every single month of the year. And I'd say every single day, but I don't want our clients to worry about looking at something every single day, but you need to be periodically looking at everything you're doing to get ready for retirement, because when you get there, if you haven't taken the time to look at things, you might have to make some choices that would have been a lot better to make 10, 15, 20 years earlier.
It's called planning, Gary. Sitting down, and now is the great time to do that, to go ahead and take your junk drawer and get all the stuff that you haven't really paid that much attention to, and just kind of look over it, because there are decisions that you might want to make now.
Yeah, I think if we did one thing on this show, and I'm not ever going to try this because people would probably get bored. I know the average time that someone listens to a radio show is about 15 minutes. So we do repeat a lot of things. But if we didn't do anything but sit and say planning, 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 planning for our whole 30-minute show, that could be one of the most impactful shows we could ever have, because it tries to drive home exactly what we want people to do. We want you to relax. That's part of our name of our company, Relax and Retire. We want you to enjoy retirement, but we want you to take the time well before you get there so that you can make the plans, so that when we have things like what we're going through today, we can make the adjustments that we need to make sure those plans stay on track. And if those plans stay on track, you're probably going to have a much more enjoyable retirement.
And Gary, part of the planning process is also asking some difficult questions. So how are you helping others prepare for the worst when it comes to their retirement planning?
Well, think about it. What's the worst that can happen in retirement?
You don't have enough money.
We are so on the same page. And that's what we say all the time. You know, there's a couple things that almost all clients need when they hit retirement. And you're going to hear us say this probably on every show that we've ever done and every show that we'll ever do in the future: predictable income and protection against a cluster of risks. Longevity risk, performance risk, sequence of return risk, health cost risk. All these things are out there. Inflation, let me not forget about that one, because that's a big one right now. But all these things are having an effect on your retirement funds and your plans. If you're already in retirement, they're causing you to have to make some adjustments and some choices. We can't eliminate those kind of things, but what we can do is help you plan far enough in advance to really set yourself up for success when you get to that retirement date, whether it's partially retired or fully retired. Historically, a lot of advisors tell their clients to use a 4% rule. If you're not familiar with that, that's where annual withdrawals start at 4% from whatever you've saved. And, of course, they may have to increase with inflation, and the balance of it remains stable, with probably at least about 50% of it invested in some sort of equity strategies. And equity strategies are great strategies. When you're young, they probably give you the best bang for the buck. But we always have to remember that equity strategies do have times where they don't go as you had planned. Look at crypto today. You know, one of the biggest crypto companies out here went bust. $32 billion in losses, and a lot of people have crypto as part of their retirement plan. Now, maybe you didn't have this particular one. That's okay. And when you're in your 20s and your 30s, it's okay to take those kind of risks. You know, I used to do it, but as I got older and as I got closer to retirement, where I wanted to know that my funds were safe, I started reducing my risks. Because we say all the time on here, losses hurt you more than gains help.
That's why it's a good time now, if you want to help maybe answer or get an answer to some of those questions, or just sit down and have a conversation, you can pick up the phone and call us at 251-625-1226, or our toll-free number
1-877-251-1984.
Or you can go on to our website, relaxretire.com, give us your name and number and some general information, and we'll call you back. And Gary, you're talking about the different ways of saving and planning, and I just read an article, and it talked about a concept called phased retirement. You ever heard that before?
I saw that article, and it's something that some retirees are having to deal with right now because of what's been going on. You may have a retirement date set, but you may have to work into retirement. You may be lucky enough to work for a company that will allow you to slow down the number of hours you're working while still contributing and still being paid. That lets you stretch your nest egg out longer because you're still contributing to it. So, yeah, it's a wonderful thing if you have that option. I used to work with doctors, and they were doing this years ago. They would run their practice for years, and as they got older, they started to let some of their other partners do more of the surgical procedures. They would come in and see patients and help do the diagnosis, and when it came to making a decision about what needed to be done, they would turn them over to one of their other partners, the younger partners who were building a practice. So they were actually doing phased retirement. And that's a great thing if you have that option.
And Gary, what are some of the pros and cons of this approach? Because it may not be right for everyone, and not everyone may be able to do it with their employer.
Well, you're exactly right. Phased retirement is something that if you're lucky enough to be able to work with a company that will allow you to have flexible hours. Maybe you work in a law office or a medical office or an insurance office or anywhere where you can start scaling back some of your time so that you can still come in and be productive and still be making income. Remember this, as long as you're there and you're making income, you can still contribute to either an IRA or, more importantly, a Roth. And we'll talk about tax advantage savings in a few minutes here. But that's one of the important things that we talk to people about.
Right, Gary. So, you know, in a survey talking about phased retirement, it actually said that workers aged 61 to 66 were actually trying to implement this approach to help ease into retirement. And it also was showing to help lessen the stress in preparing themselves for retirement when they're not going in as often. And, you know, as you said before, you're still creating a revenue stream. So what might be happening with the employers is they might be letting you work, you know, like 3 14-hour shifts for the rest of the time off. If you're able to do that, that's wonderful, you know, because this may allow an individual to help stretch out their nest egg that they're going to build. But in doing so, you have to be very cautious about how this could affect your Social Security benefits, and drawing too much retirement savings if you're thinking about using this transition. So there are other things that you need to know if you're thinking about a phased retirement. And Gary, what are some of the other things that you're talking with people and seeing that that's more on their mind?
Well, remember, when you're doing phased retirement, if you are past your full retirement age, it's not going to affect your Social Security benefit, but it may affect your Medicare Part B premiums. So it's important, if you're considering a phased retirement strategy, come in and talk with us. Let us talk with you about how it may affect other aspects of your retirement planning, or the funds that you're receiving, or the cost that it may increase for you. Because it's important to plan these kind of things. The one thing we really want to help do is lessen our clients in anxiety in uncertain times. And we are really in a period of uncertainty right now. We have the highest inflation we've had in 40 years. Unemployment seems to be being a little bit less of a problem right now, but our supply chains, especially from China, are really being interrupted. So that's causing a shortage of goods while we've got the federal government infusing more money into the economy. And at the same time, the Federal Reserve is trying to slow our spending down so that we can get control of inflation. So what do we tell people to do? One, we tell you, hey, relax. Let's slow down and think about what's going on around us. Let's identify the risks that are impacting you the most. Is inflation, which is eating away at your dollars that you can spend, the most important thing for you? Are you more worried about what your healthcare costs could be? Are you worried about how much money you could potentially lose in the stock market? Or are you worried about not having a real plan that you can follow so that you can say, hey, this is where I am this year. This is where I want to be next year and the year after that. How close am I getting to those plans that I've put together? Is something out there derailing this where I might not be able to retire at the age I want to, where I may have to consider a phased retirement or maybe a whole different career? You know, we have clients coming in all the time, and some of them, their biggest concern is, well, I've saved so much money, I don't need everything that I've saved, but it's still increasing in value, and I'm having to pay more taxes. These are the kind of things that we help people look at, because retirement planning isn't just one aspect. We talk to people about their lifestyles. What's your lifestyle? Is your lifestyle traveling and eating out a lot and spending a fair amount? Okay, well, you may need more in retirement. If your lifestyle is way more conservative, you may not need that. So that's what we want you to do. We want you to come in and talk to us.
So pick up that phone and give us a call at 251-625-1226 or our toll-free number.
Oh, 1-877-251-1984. Sorry, I was thinking about what we were talking about. You know, this does not affect most of us, obviously, but you know, we know this model called Tyra Banks. Tyra Banks, very successful model. And a few years ago, her accountants came to her and said that she was saving too much and that she needed to adopt an F account. Any idea what an F account is?
A frivolous account,
because she wasn't spending enough. One thing we want to counsel you about in retirement is don't save so much that you're not able to enjoy your retirement. You know, we want people to be able to retire their way. That's one of the things when Victoria and I put our company together, we said, hey, what's one of the things that we want to have? People like to write mission statements. We didn't want to write a mission statement. We just wanted to say, what do we want to help people do? And we decided we want to help people retire their way. If you want to retire with a lavish lifestyle, okay, you got to plan a little bit harder. You got to save a little bit more. If you want to live on a more conservative lifestyle, well, maybe you can be less aggressive. So these are the kinds we help people to look for. You know, some people save from a place of deeply entrenched financial anxiety, and they spend, and spending more can be therapeutic and an affirmation that they have enough. You know, other people don't want to spend as much. One thing we do tell people is have an emergency fund. Have an emergency fund with 3 to 12 months of essential enough money for your essential expenses. And beyond that, it has to do with whatever goals you're setting for your life. What lifestyle do you want that we can help you at Relax and Retire Financial achieve?
That's right, Gary. So these are a bunch of different things that maybe you hadn't really thought about in depth. But, you know, once upon a time we would hear that saving $1 million for retirement would make sure that you'd live comfortably.
Exactly.
But is that the case anymore? And what are the factors to consider in determining if that's actually enough?
I think one of the important things to do is first look at how much you need to spend. You know, if you need to spend $50,000 annually Now, that's what your living expenses are. Well, multiply that by 30 years. You're probably going to get somewhere around $1 million, $1.5 million. And that's assuming you don't have any surprises along the way. So, but other than that, you know, geography can dramatically affect your living cost. Here down in the South, our living costs are generally lower. Now, if you shop in some of the shops in Fairhope, you might not say our living costs are lower because they've got some pretty nice shops there. But geography, where you live, can have a big impact on your cost of living. One of the big ones we talk about all the time is longevity. No one knows exactly how long they're going to live. And so we have to plan, or we suggest that you plan for a longer lifetime than you may be thinking about. I listen to clients all the time say, well, you know, I'm 75, I probably won't live very long. And my question to them is, what if you do? What if you do live longer? You certainly, as we always say, you don't want to run out of money before you run out of life. So longevity is probably one of our biggest things that we have a little control over, but it's one of the biggest things that can cause us to run out of money.
And also your lifestyle. You know, retirees need to, you know, start looking at some of their spending choices, and those who choose an expensive lifestyle will end up needing more cash in their nest egg. You know, we talk about making sure that there's enough money in there, but that money only lasts as long as you let it last. And if you don't have anything back in a reserve account, well, then you got to come up with some other idea. But, Gary, we also talk about health and long-term care. And you might get into that here just a little bit, because I think Medicare enrollment is still going on. And I think it ends at a certain date that you'll address. But we're finding that, you know, an average 65-year-old couple retiring this year can expect to spend maybe $315,000 on health care in retirement, or the cost. Now, this doesn't include any long-term care, which could cost maybe upwards of $100,000 a year if they're in a private nursing facility. Now, these numbers might be different depending on the area that you live in and the assisted living facility that you're in, but that definitely would decrease an individual's savings and retirement nest egg in a hurry. And you topple on another medical emergency or cost of medications that you weren't planning for, man, that's going to get pretty expensive very quickly. And that may not, you know, affect everyone, but it certainly would affect a good percentage of people. And then retirement income, you know, replicate a pension by purchasing other strategies that are out there. And right now we're seeing a lot of different ways to make sure that you have guaranteed income, and they are being very competitive in offering this with additional benefits built up inside of them. And you know, they're looking at layering this strategy with their Social Security so that they can let their Social Security continue to grow. And they're also doing something, Gary, that you've mentioned. They're also looking at their risk.
Risk is an important factor for everyone, you know, and we talk about what levels of risk you should have at different ages. We talk about the rule of 100 a lot of times. Take 100, subtract your age, and that's probably the percentage of your assets that you may want to have at risk. I'm 68, subtract that from 100, so my level of risk should not ever be more than about 32%. And depending on how conservative or how lavish you want to be, that's a number we can work around. But if you want to be more towards the conservative side, you know, 30% risk at 68 years old, that would be something that I'd really want to sit down and talk with someone and say, not how much do you want to make, but how much are you willing to lose? How much would losing 20 or 30% of what you've got affect your lifestyle? And where we are today, and hopefully this is going to change over the next couple of years, right now we're at about a 20% loss for a lot of people in equity accounts because of what's going on in the world, because of inflation, because of interest rates going up. So at what point in your life could you take the risk of losing 25% of all the money you've saved for retirement? if you've saved $100,000, at what point would you feel uncomfortable about losing $25,000? Let's say you saved $500,000. At what point would you feel uncomfortable about losing $100,000 or $125,000? That's where we really have to sit down with folks and talk about their risk tolerance. You know, again, when you're young, your risk tolerance can be much higher because of longevity. You have plenty of years before you're probably retiring to come back from losses. When you're 65 and you're planning to retire maybe in a year or two, you don't have 35 years to make up what you had lost. So.
And that's why we'd like to extend an invitation to our listeners to pick up that phone and give us a call at 251-625-1226 or our toll-free number
1-877-251-1984.
Or if you want to just make an appointment with us to just kind of help you go over your junk drawer or maybe check out your risk tolerance, you can go onto our website at relaxretire.com and leave us your general info and we'll get back with you. Gary, with everything that's going on now, you know, we read an article in Forbes magazine that said that it's time for some aggressive tax planning. Now, we are not tax planners. We are not going to give tax advice, but in planning your retirement or aspiring retirement, these are something that are important to sit down and talk about in addition to, you know, what your risk tolerance is and how much you're going to need. Can a good strategy really make that much difference in the quality of your retirement?
Well, it certainly can because, you know, our parents had the idea that when they retired, they would live on less money and their tax burden would be lower. Well, that's a really nice scenario. It's a really nice thought, but is it real? In today's world, you're probably not going to live on a lot less money than you were spending when you were working. So the idea that your taxes are going to be lower, your taxes are probably not going to be lower when you are in retirement. But here's an important thing. Real tax planning starts in your 20s or 30s. And I say that because if you work from the standpoint that your taxes are probably going to be the same or higher when you retire, then one of the most important things you can do is create tax-free income. You can do that with Roths as long as you're working, but you can do it with other strategies that will even work as well as a Roth, but you can put way more money in than you can put in a Roth. You know, pre-retirees tend to assume that their tax brackets will decrease when they leave the workforce. But depending on what happens with our tax brackets, you could be facing losing 25 to 30% more of your income to taxes. I say in our seminars, and this is a fact, you can check this out on Google, our tax rates right now are lower than they have ever been in many years. We got a tax reduction in 2018 that is going to expire, well, actually in 2017, that is going to expire in 2026. The decrease we got in 28 was actually an increase in the federal estate tax exemption. And that sunsets in 2025. Again, we're not tax accountants, and that exemption only affects somebody with $5.5 million of assets or more. But we can absolutely say that our tax rates that we are paying right now at each band, depending on what your income level are going to go up in 2026. So if you've saved $100,000 and you're in a 25% tax bracket, well, if your tax rate effectively goes to 28 or 30%, you're going to get to use less of the money in that tax-deferred account. So it's important. Taxes, you know, taxes are necessary. I don't mind paying taxes. I like to pay my fair share of taxes, but I don't want to overpay. But remember, our tax code is printed in ink, but it's written in pencil. Congress can change our tax rates at any time. All they have to do is meet and vote to change it. Now, you know, they're going to have to talk for a while about it. But, you know, the tax increases that are in place right now in our tax code, nobody has to take responsibility for those going up because they're already written there. Can they be extended? Who knows what's going to happen? The main thing is, when you're sitting down to make a plan, start early. If you're lucky enough to be able to start in your 20s or 30s, and maybe that's just having a conversation with us about where you want to be 20, 30 years from now. If you're in your 50s, it's a whole different conversation. So give us a call.
And Gary, right quick, as we're winding up the show, we've covered a lot of information. It's kind of like a game of wall ball right now, I think, seeing what sticks. And that's why we want you to pick up the phone and give us a call. Let us help you sort out through some of the questions that you might have as you're listening to the show. And also, Gary, before we get out of here, Medicare, it is an enrollment period that I understand. But, you know, half of the people that you're talking with have suddenly had like a major medical health event, and it's forcing them to do different things that they didn't think they were going to end up doing. So how do you recommend for your clients who are concerned about paying for health care in retirement? What kind of things are you suggesting for them?
Well, your health care costs in retirement are based on what your Medicare coverage is, maybe based on whether you are using a supplement or an Advantage plan. These are things we talk over with clients when they come in. Major events, there's not a product out there that you can buy. Well, I say there's not. You can buy long-term or catastrophic health insurance, but it's not cheap. And if you have a family history, or if you've got any history of any illnesses, you might not qualify for it. So it's something we definitely sit down and talk with people about, because one in two Americans right now say that they fear a major health event could lead them to file for bankruptcy. That's important. It's just like having to use full service nursing for long-term care, $100,000 a year. Boy, you better have a lot saved if you're going to be there for a while. You know, about 15% of people report that their household currently has a medical debt that will not be repaid in full or in part within a year. So medical expenses are a big thing that people are concerned about. You know, keep your health up as best you can. And other than that, come and give us a call, because we'll help you look at what Medicare plans might be appropriate for you. We'll help you look at whether your prescription drug costs can be affected by using different plans. Those are things that we can talk about when we sit down and meet with you.
All right, Gary, so you've given us a lot of stuff to think about. You've talked about our tax planning. We've talked about maybe phasing ourselves toward a retirement plan, and you've talked about Medicare, and you've talked about health care and longevity. Again, these are all very important things to start thinking about, or maybe even reevaluating where you are. It doesn't cost anything to get a second opinion, and just to find out if you're as stable as you thought you were when you started the process. And there's certainly nothing wrong with just getting validation of where you are, if that's what you feel like you might be looking for right now. And the way to do that is to pick up the phone and give us a call. Take that time to jot down our number if you're listening at 251-625-1226, or our toll-free number
1-877-251-1984.
And we thank you for listening. Have a great day. Thank you, Lori.
Thank you. Insurance professional Gary Garner and Director of Operations Vicki Miller with Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope. You've been listening to Retirement Your Way, brought to you by Relax and Retire. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station. Relax and Retire Financial Services is an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. This program is a paid placement.
Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will your roof leak? Will the siding peel away? Will your basement flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine.
What about your retirement income strategy? Stock market has had a great run in the last few years, but is its current volatility making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your retirement income strategy is built to endure a financial storm?
Now is a great time to evaluate your strategy. Call Gary Garner and the team at Relax and Retire Financial Services at 251-625-1226. They'll examine your strategy and help you determine if it's in need of some weatherproofing. Call Gary Garner and the team at Relax and Retire Financial Services today at 625-1226 to schedule your no-obligation strategy session.
Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 625-1226.
Firm offers insurance services.